Finding Adventure by P.T. Wrightsmore. April 2003. Lavender Brown stood outside the Brownstone in Washington, D.C., holding the mysterious invitation she'd received by Owl 2 weeks ago. It had only her name, an address, and a single rune. She'd been shit at runes at Hogwarts, and it took her longer than she cared to admit to recognize it as the symbol for adventure. She'd been puzzled when she'd received this anonymous note, but downright irritated when she'd translated the single mocking rune. "Adventure?" she'd scoffed to herself, throwing the parchment onto her coffee table in disgust. "Adventure? Some sick joke." Lavender leaned back into her sofa, closing her eyes and bringing her hand up to her cheek to feel the hidden scarring there. She'd had enough adventure for a lifetime. And yet, her eyes kept darting to that parchment whenever she'd pass the coffee table over the next week and a half. Finally, she'd decided to flew to D.C. to investigate, curiosity niggling in her gut. She reasoned that if it was a joke, she could just stop by the Wizarding Monuments that she still hadn't seen. That's how she found herself on the steps of this brownstone in a Muggle neighborhood. After knocking once, she tried the bell.
"Hang on, hang on,"
a deep voice yelled, growing closer. The door swung open to reveal a face she hadn't seen in half a decade, and one she hoped to never see again. "Draco Malfoy?" Lavender asked, fighting the screaming instinct to turn and run.
"Ah, Lavender Brown," he greeted with a nod. "Do come in," he added in a formal tone, opening the door wider and gesturing for her to follow him.
She looked at the dark room behind him, wondering if this was some sort of trap. She'd cut ties with most people from her time at Hogwarts, leaving for a charms mastery in Boston as soon as she'd healed from her battle wounds. Outside of holidays with her family and visits with Parvati, she rarely spent time in the UK. After a moment of watching Malfoy, she stepped inside, intent on crushing her fear.
"Who is it? Oh, hi, Lavender."
Lavender looked up to see Hermione Granger walking down the stairs, smiling at her.
"Shall we head to the library?"
Hermione and Malfoy led her down a dark hallway, exchanging chummy banter. She trailed behind them, trying to decide if this was just a strange dream, something her subconscious cooked up, given how close they were to the anniversary of the battle.
"All right, Brown?"
Malfoy asked as he opened the door and ushered her in.
"Draco Malfoy and Hermione Granger," Lavender said, looking between them. "Am I hallucinating? What is happening?"
"What do you mean?" Hermione asked, brows furrowing.
"Didn't you get the package we sent? Isn't that why you're here?"
"You mean the invitation with absolutely no information?"
Lavender held up the parchment that had been haunting her for 2 weeks.
"Invitation?" Draco echoed, frowning. "Let me see it."
He grabbed it out of her hand, his face dropping as he read it.
"Pansy, get in here!"
Lavender's heart flipped at the name.
"Pansy?" she whispered, looking at Hermione. "As in Parkinson?" "She's not as bad as she was in school,"
she replied with a shrug, misinterpreting Lavender's panicked tone.
"You get used to her."
Lavender didn't voice how she couldn't imagine getting used to Pansy Parkinson. Instead, puzzling over how someone like Hermione Granger could say such a thing.
"I doubt you ever get used to Pansy Parkinson," a deep voice joked from the corner.
Lavender quickly spotted Blaise Zabini in the corner, sipping fire whiskey and looking irritatingly expensive.
"Hello, Miss Brown. You're looking well?"
"Zabini," she greeted cautiously, lingering on the drink. "Actually, could you pour me a glass?"
"Certainly," he said with a smirk.
With a wand flick, the decanter opened and poured the fire whiskey into a glass, which shot into her hand. Lavender downed the glass, hoping to ease her nerves. She saw Malfoy and Hermione exchange a concerned look, while Zabini's smile only widened.
"Yes, you screeched,"
a light voice asked from the hallway, opening a flood of memories in Lavender's brain. The clacking of heels on the marble came to a stop as Pansy Parkinson appeared in the doorway, wearing a clingy black number Lavender knew had to be Muggle-made.
Lavender's heart flipped as their eyes met, and her mind wandered to their last conversation, just before the Battle of Hogwarts, those same eyes swimming in tears as she begged Lavender to run with her.
"Miss Brown," she breathed, snapping Lavender's mind back to the present. "So glad you could join us. And here I thought I'd be the most attractive one on this mission."
Pansy's full mouth curved up. She still found herself amusing. "And what about me?" Sabini asked from the corner.
"I said what I said, darling," she teased, winking at him.
Lavender scowled and turned toward the fireplace, placing her glass on the mantel and collecting herself.
"A mission you've now compromised," Malfoy hissed, dropping onto one of the armchairs.
"What?"
Lavender's voice cracked.
"What mission?"
She looked back at Hermione, who cocked an eyebrow at Malfoy.
"Why didn't she get a package, Pansy?" Malfoy asked, rubbing his temples.
"I thought she wouldn't come without an incentive," Pansy said over her shoulder, pouring herself a drink. "Lavender is someone who thrives on a little bit of mystery. Surely you remember her sniffing out gossip at school?"
She stopped herself from rolling her eyes at Pansy's comment, thinking of the Slytherin Queen Bee holding court in the Hogwarts courtyard.
"You told us she accepted."
Hermione's tone reminded Lavender of her reign as prefect in school.
"Did she accept?"
"Ask her," Pansy shrugged as she turned around, eyes back on Lavender, hungry and challenging. A chill ran up her spine.
"You are such a little monster," Malfoy sighed, rubbing his temples.
"I'm only a monster when it's practical," she replied. "This was a matter of practicality, love. Tell Miss Brown the plan, then complain about me all you want."
Lavender tried to focus as Hermione explained their plan, guiding her to the desk in the corner and laying out a package of maps and parchment in front of her. She picked up on
expedition to find Atlantis, priceless artifact, and power to heal people,
but she was too busy turning over the interaction with Pansy in her mind. She was so similar to the girl she'd been in school, gorgeous, graceful, and confident. While she'd grown out her hair and filled out, she still walked the same and still smiled like she had a secret. It was that smug little smile that had caught Lavender's eye in the first place, before she even realized she liked witches as well as wizards. It was the smile Lavender savored against her own lips as they snuck kisses in broom closets at the end of sixth year. And it was the smile Lavender mourned the loss of as their seventh year turned grim.
"Lavender?"
Hermione's voice broke her thoughts.
"Did you understand all that?"
"Somehow not located Atlantis, and now you're mounting an expedition there for this." Lavender looked down, pointing at the drawing of a cup. "Because you think its restorative magic will help heal people." She glanced up at Hermione, who nodded.
"Not just heal regular injuries and illness," Malfoy cut in. "We think, if the legends are true, that we will be able to amplify it to cure incurable magical diseases, and completely heal magical wounds."
Lavender realized the room was staring at her, and she struggled not to touch her scars, worried they were somehow visible.
"If it exists," Lavender said, crossing her arms. "But what I don't understand is why you need me." "We've got quite the team," Pansy spoke up, holding up a hand to Hermione, who had opened her mouth. "Between Granger and Theo, we have two unspeakables with expertise in ancient runes and dark magic. Draco makes one potions master, and our funding. And Blaze is our, well, I suppose I'd call him the glue holding the entire plan together."
Blaze dipped his head in recognition.
"And you?"
Lavender asked, hoping her voice wasn't coming out as breathy as it sounded to her.
"Didn't you hear the sales pitch? Adventure of a lifetime. You'll need a reporter for when we pull this off, and I'm hoping to use this to pivot into a novel."
"Fine," Lavender said with a sigh. "But you still haven't answered my question. Why me?"
"Lavender Brown, mastery in charms and leading expert in revolutionary masking spells," she recited, motioning to her face. "You perfected it on yourself first, then moved to helping mask others' injuries. I know you mostly consult for hospitals, but I think we could use your skills in masking something bigger."
"Bigger?"
"A ship,"
Hermione chimed in. We're taking a magical submarine to the location off the coast of Iceland. Theo is the one who figured out the location, but given the lore about the sea serpent guarding the gates, we knew we needed help.
A sea serpent? Really? Lavender scoffed.
We're preparing for all possibilities. It could be a sea serpent or something else protecting them, Malfoy snapped. Look, we don't have time to waste. We're leaving in the morning.
About that, a voice interrupted from the doorway. Lavender spotted a handsome man in large glasses, frowning. Quiet Theodore Knott had grown even taller.
There's been a delay with the ship.
We can't delay, Hermione exclaimed. The currents give us a small window. Lavender, are you okay if I dip out for a moment?
Yes, Lavender trailed off, looking between her and Pansy. I just...
Lavender, tell them. Would you have come if you'd gotten this in the mail?
Pansy interrupted, pointing to the papers.
Honestly? No, I don't think so, Lavender said. The healing of magical wounds bit was the most important part to me. You should have included it, she added when Pansy's smile got too wide. We didn't want to get anyone's hopes up, Hermione muttered, glaring at Malfoy. And now that you've heard our little spiel?
Pansy asked, stepping closer.
Now?
Lavender paused, thinking it over as Pansy gave her a soft smile.
Now I think I'm in. There you have it,
Pansy said as she gave Malfoy a pointed look.
My way worked.
Whatever, Malfoy muttered. Blaze, you're with me, Theo and Granger. Pansy, answer whatever questions Brown has.
Lavender watched as Draco Malfoy put his hand on Hermione's lower back, guiding her through the door as he whispered in her ear. After they filed out, Lavender turned to Pansy.
I do have questions for you. And I you, Pansy said, pouring herself another drink. How about you ask one, then I'll ask one?
Why me? The real reason. There are others with masking abilities.
You're the best, and Parkinson's only get the best, she sniffed. Besides, you are in Hermione's little gang.
Dumbledore's army? Lavender clarified with a quirked eyebrow. Pansy nodded.
Right, so we know you're trustworthy. Do you know how dangerous this could be if someone else found out? This information is literally worth killing for.
Pansy tossed her hair as she scrutinized her.
Will anyone miss you if you come with us?
Anyone in Boston?
No,
Lavender replied with a quick shake of her head, trying to crush her hope that Pansy's question meant something.
Oh, Pansy said. Me either. All the people who care about me are in this blasted house.
Silence stretched between them for a moment, before Pansy motioned for her to ask.
What is Hermione Granger doing with all of you?
Lavender asked.
I understand the adventure and curiosity, but I suppose I expected her to be doing things like this with her friends. You thought you were the only Gryffindor to brave a snake pit?
Pansy drawled, smirking.
Granger works with Theo. Since Theo brought Draco in on his little passion project, we've all been forced to deal with whatever is happening there. And I suppose we're friends now. It's disgusting.
Pansy rolled her eyes and drained her drink.
My turn again.
Pansy stared at her, and Lavender shifted, knowing what was coming.
Why didn't you come back? I waited for you, Pansy asked, her voice cracking with hurt.
Lavender had heard it before, when they were in seventh year. Pansy had apologized for hurting her during one of the Caro's lessons, begging for her to know she never wanted to do it.
For a letter. For something.
I'm sorry, she whispered.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't. I had to go. I thought you hated me. After I said we should give Potter...
No, Lavender rushed out, stepping closer to her, but fighting the urge to wrap her in a hug.
Never. But the battle, my injuries, I didn't want you to see me like that. I was with you while the healers were saving you,
Pansy spat out, wrapping her arms around herself and looking miserable.
You were the one who snuck out while I was asleep at your bedside. You were beautiful then. You've always been beautiful to me.
She reached up, elegant fingers caressing Lavender's cheek. Lavender sucked in a breath, her stomach tightening at the warmth of her hand.
With Pansy so close, she could smell the familiar lavender scent of her perfume. "I'm sorry," she repeated, squeezing her eyes shut and leaning in to her touch. "I've thought of you so much since, but I just couldn't. I thought you'd never want to speak to me again." "We are absolute muppets, aren't we?" Pansy let out a watery laugh, and Lavender opened her eyes to see the usually stone-faced witch in tears. Pansy's gaze dropped to Lavender's lips, lingering there. Before she lost her courage, Lavender tipped forward and kissed her. The connection was electric, with every nerve of Lavender's body on fire. As they deepened their kiss, Lavender wrapped her arms around Pansy's waist, tugging her closer.
"Wait," Pansy whispered against her lips. "Take off the masking. I want to kiss the real you."
Lavender whispered the incantation, wandlessly removing the mask covering the scars she got in her fight with Greyback. She studied Pansy, waiting for her face to morph into disgust. Instead, Pansy smiled that perfect little smile.
"You're gorgeous," she said, before their lips crashed into each other again.
Lavender's heart did cartwheels in her chest. This was her first kiss as herself since the battle. A few days later, when she had to conjure a Patronus in the middle of a battle with a magical sea serpent, that kiss was the memory that she focused on. Pansy's smile was the last thing she thought of before everything went dark. Lavender blinked her eyes open, head pounding and throat raw. She began sputtering out water, gasping for air. Looking around, she realized she was on a beach, but she didn't feel the sun. Lavender looked up, gasping at the sight of dark water swirling far above them, like a barrier.
"Lavender?"
a hoarse voice called from behind her. Lavender turned around to find Pansy, rumpled and soaked in the sand. Lavender got up and ran to her side, running her hands up and down Pansy's arms and checking for injuries.
"Are you okay? I thought we were dead."
"Me too,"
Pansy whispered, pushing a curl behind Lavender's ear before kissing her slowly. She tasted like salt.
"It looks like the others are over there," Pansy said, motioning behind Lavender. "We should go check on them."
As they walked hand in hand along the sand, Lavender spotted a building in the far distance.
"Look! We made it," Pansy breathed. "Atlantis!"
"You weren't kidding about the sea serpent," Lavender joked, squeezing her hand twice.
"I did promise you an adventure."
"Pansy," Lavender laughed, pressing a kiss to her knuckles. "I think anything would be an adventure with you."